worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here.
It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I don't want her butt tongue in my ice cream. Thank you very much.
Mickey.
I forgot already.
And Lazy E.
Are you saying I smell?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
At this point, I feel like a drum roll would just be overdoing it. So let's get right into it. It's a freak accident. The internet's best kept secret, or your next secret that you tell to all of your friends and get them to listen.
Wait.
We prefer the second one. Welcome. Again, it is A Freak Accident. That's the name of the show. The website is very easy to remember. Yeah. AFreakAccident.com. It's the letter AFreakAccident.com. And our email, which someone has taken advantage of, and we'll get to that, is freaks@AFreakAccident.com. I'm Crisco, joined by two co-hosts, Lazy E.
Hi.
And Mickey.
I'm here again.
Yes, you are. After your week off last week, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Not that anybody could tell one
nope.
way or another, you know. But you're back with your unicorn horn, and even though it's not switched on, it wasn't adjusting to the size of your shaved scalp before.
Yeah, I'm having problems.
Isn't that just the story of your life?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. My name's Mickey, and I'm having problems.
Well, your problem is today you don't want to be here because you have a circus.
A literal circus.
Yeah, yeah. So I walk in, right? And after a long day at work, you know, I walk in. And what is the first thing Mickey says is one of these things where, like, I have to, like, blink it away. I'm like, what? Is this the reality? Am I here? Am I awake? So what exactly did you tell me when I walked in earlier?
Something about the podcast made me miss the circus.
Yeah, she was
something along those lines. I can't remember.
You were mad that we had you come here because the circus is where?
They're practicing at the dome where our cafe is.
Right.
Really?
So Mickey is upset that, I mean, listen, I told you, like, you're more than welcome to leave and go join the circus again since we've established you are a carny.
I mean, I feel it's appropriate that they're practicing in the dome in our business. It just kind of goes along with everything else that goes along there.
Yeah, circuses are just drawn to you. I mean, look at this one.
Yeah.
You can't escape this one.
Unfortunately.
You can run from that one. You can try and flee.
You can quit the one that you were born into.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the traveling carnival. But you cannot escape the circus that is a freak accident.
Hmm.
Honk, honk. That was my clown nose that doesn't exist. Yeah. Yeah, right. So, but we're glad you're here. Not you, Mickey, the listener.
Yeah.
I am glad you're here. It's nice when we have
everybody. You
know, yeah, everybody on the show. It's a good feeling, you know, depending on how much Mickey decides to contribute on a given episode.
Yeah, it kind of depends.
Yeah. Well, now she's going to be distracted by thoughts about seals balancing on balls and things.
They don't use animals anymore.
Oh, they don't, yeah. Do they?
And this is one of those circuses where it's just like acrobatics and stuff like that.
So it's
they do have an elephant puppet.
Oh. Did they bring it to your place?
I don't know. I got to find out.
See, that just makes it extra sad, doesn't it? Like, they're trying to hang on desperately to that whole, like, trained animals thing to the point now where we've got a puppet. It's an animatronic. It's just like the real thing, we swear.
I'm kind of hoping it's like almost a sock puppet elephant, like really goofy.
So
hello, I'm the elephant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So now it's just acrobatics and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one, it's a specific one. It's like this water under a tent type of circus. It's like
they have 35,000 gallons of water.
It's in a parking lot at one of our
malls.
Yeah.
It's about the only thing the mall is good for.
Yeah. Holding a circus.
I love the idea that there are countries in the world that struggle with drought and clean drinking water.
And we have 35,000 gallons
of
just
we've got a traveling
in.
Circus built around just having so much water, we didn't know what to do with it. So here, carnies, go take a swim.
To be fair, though, they are from Italy. So this is Italy's fault.
Okay.
So.
But they only get away with it in America. That's why
probably,
they're here.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, this kind of crap wouldn't fly in, I don't know, name a country that's going through a drought right now. There are many, I'm sure. We just aren't up on current events in that sort of way.
A poor country like Ethiopia.
Is Ethiopia poor?
It's poor. It's poor.
Even I heard it that time, and it was weird.
Every time.
It sounds like that every time? Poor?
Yes.
Poor. Poor. Poor.
Yeah, you're still saying poor.
Poor. Poor. Poor. See, now I can't say it right at all. Poor countries.
Poor.
Poor.
No. Or.
The poor is what you pour water out.
And there's
a
poor.
A country is poor.
No, they're not poor. When do you ever hear someone go, oh, they're
it's
poor?
Not, well, his name is Winnie the Pooh. It's not Winnie the Pooh.
How do you spell poor?
Which one? There are multiple.
Yeah.
Like poor people.
P-O-O-R.
That's
ooh.
Poor.
Ooh. Duos make an ooh sound like boo.
Then when
it's
po-
not bo.
When
ooh,
you,
the ghost said boo.
Pour a drink. P-O-U-R.
That's not two O's. That's a different spelling.
But
and
there's
a
U in it, so that would be more of a poor.
Yeah, you're totally losing that battle.
Shut up. It's the only one we have.
That you've got many battles. Come on.
Well, yeah.
How often do I screw up everything?
Well, when you said, everything, yeah.
Yeah, did you tell her about what happened last week on the show? To you and I?
I'm still trying to think through this poo and poor thing.
I'm still trying to think through this
clean.
Poo.
That was clean.
That was, yeah.
That is saved forever.
Still trying to think through this poo, she said.
Well, I can't swear on here, so you know.
Still trying to think through this poo.
Me too, Mickey.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag me too.
So what I missed last week?
The traveling circus. Yeah. They were on the show.
We'll explain it.
Yeah, we'll explain it off mic because we didn't bring it onto the show, but it was, we are professionals.
No,
that's all you
yeah.
need to know.
Yeah.
Hashtag professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Professional podcast right here. Why did everybody clear their throat at the same time?
Because.
Stay away from me, you sick fiends. But anyway, we got an email, right?
Yes, we did.
From a longtime listener, longtime involver.
Yeah.
Involvee?
Wouldn't that be us because we're the recipients of the involvement?
I'm not sure.
This is way above the pay grade of this kind
yeah.
of show.
Yeah, it is.
He emailed us.
His name is Camden. You've probably heard him referred to before on the show.
Yeah.
He is the one who is probably most renowned for creating the... Well, for capturing the dog face picture that I took on my Snapchat. The only snap that I've ever chatted. And he got it. And he posted it up and it's been shared everywhere. It is now... I have... somewhere a real estate business card for my real estate business where I have the dog face on
it. Fantastic.
Thanks to other people that I know. But Camden, he is a regular citizen of the internet to the point where he often will come up with memes, and he has supplied us with a freak accident centric memes in the past. He's generated them of his own creation, which I'm always impressed by when people can do things like that. So he's created a few new memes for the show that Lazy E was kind enough to share with all of you at our Facebook page, which you can find by going to the Connect page on our website. I honestly think my favorite was easily the one with the guy reaching for the giant yellow ball. And under the guy, it says Lazy E. And on the yellow ball, it says cheese. And then another thing comes up behind the guy and pulls him away from it. And it says proofreader over that thing's head.
She's stealing my cheese.
Lazy E just wants his cheese.
That's and all he, I want. Why does everybody have a thing with me not having cheese?
And he can't have it. And then the other one was the fancy Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
It's just regular Winnie the Pooh who makes a mistake. But it's fancy Winnie the Pooh who wordsmiths.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you can check out these memes, though, and thanks to Camden for creating them and sending them in. We very much appreciate it. If you'd like to send us a meme, by all means, freaks@afreakaccident.com. You, too, can mail the show. We didn't play the mail song.
No.
I just realized that. That's okay.
You just kept talking.
We don't care. Which I found over the course of my life is often the root cause of most of my issues. So, I just kept talking, and I should have stopped a long time ago.
I mean, if you want, I can play a little bit of it.
I think the moment's passed.
Here's the...
Wow, that was a very little.
Here's the mail.
I found a new button on this.
Yeah, no, he was playing with it because he was... You were screwing with Trump before, right? The Trump drop that we have?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was just doing like fake news. Remix.
Oh, I don't know where it is right now.
Now that's when we need to start doing the fake news.
Oh! Now I have to find it. Keep talking.
About what?
I don't know.
What are she and I going to talk about?
Nothing, apparently.
Oh, my God.
So how's the cafe going? You make any weird...
Pick news.
There it is.
Pick news.
Now this is the story all about how.
Pick.
What's not fake news though is what's coming at you on this episode of the show, and Mickey, your conspiracy brain will be very satisfied to know that UFOs are real.
Woohoo!
Yes, right. Your family's in town. They've come to take you back home.
Great.
No, the circus is here. They're taking her back.
Yeah, I'm getting split in two, probably.
Yeah, half of Mickey is alien creature from beyond the expanse, and the other half is just weird carnival creature.
That's the best description of Mickey I've ever heard.
And now, also 1/8 unicorn as well.
The alien circus freak mute.
Mute? She is mute, actually. She rarely talks.
Yeah.
Hello?
Thanks.
Hey, yeah, thanks for just backing that up.
Your lip just go...
Yep. So UFOs are real. We'll talk about it. We've got some tombstones where stars, like movie stars, famous people, may have gotten their last laugh.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. I'm not familiar with that many of those, so...
They're good.
We've got a question that we pitched out to you, and we will answer it as well. Is it better to binge a TV show or watch one episode at a time? We then will play one of our favorite games, which is Finish the Lyric, and it is based on the autumn season, the fall season, now that it is officially here.
It's here as a Monday.
I always consider the 1st of September to be the first day of fall. Most people do as well.
But it's going to be like 80 on Saturday here, so.
That's true. Yeah. Yuck. Yeah, I'm going to the Renaissance Fair. I'm going to have to wear my kilt.
Yeah, your dress and your blouse.
Yes, right. Yeah. I don't even care, man. The kilt feels so good when it's warm out. Oh.
You're going to get a gust of wind and everybody's going to be like,
you got to do it the traditional way and not wear anything underneath.
Oh.
Help.
Well, I guess you don't.
You know you like that.
You don't need to bring a short sword.
Sword.
I decided.
He gives me a hard time for poor.
Sword.
I got my sword, and I'm ready to sword fight.
I don't remember ever saying that in my life, but today, at this moment, I said sword.
Let's just swell, buddy.
Well, that's how you say that word.
It is, yeah. That's true.
That doesn't work. Shut up, Mickey.
Damn it, Mickey!
We've got a guy who made a hilarious commercial for his used car, and it's incredible. Or if in his case, it would be his said car.
Shut up.
So it's all on the way. Swords and all on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Shut up!
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
I mean, what better music would there be for this kind of subject matter?
There isn't.
Mickey, do you believe in UFOs?
The only one that I believe in is the one that's downstairs.
Hello, nurse?
No, Roswell. UFO.
Yeah.
The cat.
The cat that mysteriously disappears and, you know, she'll, crawl into the bookcase, but then she's suddenly behind you.
It's like, what the? It's this music behind her.
Yeah.
Mow, 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 mow.
But seriously, though, not, I mean, obviously there is a such thing as unidentified flying objects. I don't think anybody would argue that, but do you believe that it's actually extraterrestrials coming to visit us from other planets and or dimensions?
No.
You don't believe that?
No.
The only thing I believe is I believe there are other life forms out there somewhere. At least I'm open to that idea. Do I think they visit us? No.
Yeah.
Because why didn't they say anything?
Right, yeah.
That's kind of rude.
Right, exactly. Because you know darn well, if we ended up landing on another planet and there was stuff living there, we'd kick the door right in. Be like, hey!
Bought the beer!
Earth in the house! Oh! But even so, there are enough cases of unexplained aerial phenomena that it raises your eyebrows and wonder. It makes you wonder, well, if it's not extraterrestrial visitors, which... By the way, the raid on Area 51 is supposed to happen tomorrow.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
already got arrested.
Yeah, did they really?
Yeah,
amazing.
Somebody already got arrested.
So that's supposed to happen this week.
So much death.
Let's see them aliens. You know, we'll see if we actually got any locked up there. But makes you wonder what is actually going on up there when you see something that you can't quite pin down. And that's something you actually look back at. The history of UFO investigations in this country, Project Blue Book, so on and so forth. And you see, like, there are plenty of occasions where stuff just literally could not be identified. They could not figure out what caused it.
That is an interesting thing. Going back to Area 50, I forgot the raid's happening tomorrow as of what we're recording, but isn't it interesting that they decided to come out with this article now?
Mm.
Don't do that again.
All I'm thinking, we have all these photos from way back when. Yeah, now we have all this technology we could be recording 24/7.
Yeah.
And there's nothing.
Yeah, everybody's got camera phones.
Whoa!
Hi!
Yeah! There we go!
A little preview for Finish the Lyric.
That's going to be the victory song that plays when we're running out of Area 51 with our alien friends. That's right, yeah. Yeah, you would think everybody's got camera phones now. There should be a dearth of sightings.
Right.
And I think the last time I saw something with regard to statistics of that sort of thing is that statistics are actually down mm-hmm. on, like, unidentified like UFO sightings. But they still do happen, though, and people do catch them on their camera phones.
Okay.
So,
well, that's I think this all came from one that Tom DeLonge, formerly of Blink-182, shared.
It could be. This was actually posted, this article, in Popular Mechanics, popularmechanics.com. But this was a confirmation. There were a couple of videos that were released late, I think it was last year. They were called Flyer 1, F-L-I-R 1. The second one was Gimbal, G-I-M-B-A-L, or Jimbal, whatever you want to, however you want to do that. What is
sure.
this, Mr. Sword? How would you pronounce that?
Oh. Spell it again?
G-I-M-B-A-L. It's like gumball, but with an I.
Jimble.
Okay. I'm going to take his word for it.
Sure.
He said it with confidence.
He's the new wordsmith.
Aha, Winnie the Pooh I
or
am.
Or is it word smythe?
Grow up.
And the last one was go fast. But they were actually video
Oh, you
from...
pronounce that go fast because you're wondering.
Aha, thank you. But they were actually taken from inside the cockpit of Navy pilots, Navy and Air Force pilots.
I remember these videos.
They were making the rounds.
Well, because it wasn't some bumpkin in, like, North Dakota that is, hey, look at that, they carved up my farm. No, these are, like, people, they're professionals, and them seeing it and posting it put some merit behind it.
And it's the weirdest thing, because in the one video, at least, that I did see, they're actually chasing after the thing, whatever it is, and it is actively trying to elude them.
Okay.
Interesting.
Tag, you're in.
Right? Mm-hmm. But now it's coming out the U.S. Navy has confirmed that the three online videos purportedly showing UFOs, they said that they're genuine. Because a lot of people were saying it's special effects, CGI,
right.
Somebody made it in a video editing program, because that's the other thing,
sure.
too. You would think not only... With UFO sightings back in the day, we didn't have the ability to render images and create we didn't have Photoshop or After Effects or any of the
They still managed it, though.
Well, sure, but it wasn't as widely available as it is now.
Right.
You know, now anybody can, you know, basically pirate those programs. Most people do, and they have them. So it's not, you would think more people would be making fake videos. But a lot of people just assume these were fake. But the Navy now came out and said they are genuine. It is unexplained aerial phenomena. They also then said that the clips should never have been released to the public in the first place.
Mind you, right before this raid happens.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in this raid, but now this is starting to make me question.
It is fishy to me that this apparently was supposed to be classified and or covered up, if you want to use that kind of language.
But I think we also have to look into this, like, when everybody hears UFO, they think aliens. All that means is unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
That does not mean aliens.
Right, no, but that's what we're saying. It doesn't mean aliens, but it's still, you gotta wonder, what is it?
All they could have said, I think it would have been smarter if they wanted to keep it classified, if they just said, oh, it was a cloud or something, and it was like, you know, one of those, what do they call that when it's the electricity gets so
much in
St.
Elmo's fire?
No, they get it in a cloud, and I forget what they call that kind of cloud, but there's a specific kind where so much electric energy ends up between them that it creates something. It makes almost like a funnel, and I cannot think of the word for it, but...
I mean, in this video, though, they're chasing after something that is doing maneuvers.
I'm telling you, they're preparing for this raid in case someone gets by them.
One video, it says, were taken in 2015 off the East Coast by an F-18. One was taken in 2004 off the coast of California. The videos were released for public viewing by the New York Times and to the STARS Academy of Arts and Sciences, a UFO research group from former Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge. Because he's all about this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, he's crazy. But maybe he isn't crazy.
maybe not.
Maybe we're all crazy.
I mean, it is very, very strange. And the terminology the article references is important. Unidentified aerial phenomena provides the basic descriptor for the sightings and observations of unauthorized and or unidentified aircraft and or objects that have been observed entering or operating in the airspace of various military-controlled training ranges.
See, a lot of people are like, oh, the government did this, and they're using this discovery as a way to pin it like, oh, we got you. I just find it interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is amazing.
It's interesting to me that these things are out there. Something is out there that is unexplainable.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what it is. People like to just cram their theories about it's aliens in there, but I'm more concerned. Like, what, let's ignore aliens for a second and start asking, what could it realistically be? My computer is screaming again.
Like I said, it could be that thing with the clouds. But if it's running from them, I don't know.
Maybe Russia's making aircrafts.
That would be what I would assume. It's another country with some sort of experimental craft, and they're trying to see. It could be like some new stealth technology, and they're trying to get within our airspace to test it and see if it works. I mean,
that's
really knows?
That's more terrifying than aliens.
Yeah, because it's real and it's here and
well,
it's
I
now.
Mean, even if the aliens were real, let's say, just put that out there. We don't know if they want to harm us. If a country is coming in with a stealth thing to test it out, they're looking to hurt us.
Probably. Yeah.
It's not out of curiosity.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're not just flying by to see what the zoo animals are up to today.
No. Aliens, probably.
Yeah, Russia? No, they want to drop a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely.
Yeah. Maybe North Korea and Kim Jong-un are more advanced than we think.
Oh, it's the unicorns. It's the Pegasus. Yeah.
We all doubted him. Yeah. He found those unicorns.
That's true. Yeah, we all laughed at him when it happened, but now he's flying through our airspace as an unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
Egg on our face now. Mickey, I expect you to corral your weirdo carny friends who all go in on these conspiracies and figure out what this is.
No.
Raid tomorrow. We're going to see a lot of dead people tomorrow.
Next week, we'll have that to talk about on the show at least.
Yeah.
Up next, movie stars who got their last laugh with their tombstones. Might give us some ideas what to put on ours.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Rest in pieces, down for the count. Your epitaph is you died a wealthy man, but you could have it all come back. It's his master plan with Tombstone. It's Tombstone.
Man, there really is a song for everything.
There is.
And if there is, he'll find it.
And if there isn't, I'll make it.
He's done that before, too. I've always felt like having something good to put on your grave marker or on your crypt or your tombstone, whatever the case is, I think that that's like a really great way to kind of put a stamp on your existence.
Depending on the person that you are, yeah.
Yeah. I always liked the idea. Groucho Marx used to joke when he was still alive. And his didn't end up doing this, which I'm bummed by, but he always said on his tombstone it was just going to say, "Pardon me, I can't stand up."
That's pretty good.
But I mean, you hear about some good ones every once in a while. People come off with them. I've come up with various ideas for mine over the years, but I don't think I've found the one yet.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you have the time to think about that.
You would hope. One would hope, yeah. But we got this list from BleacherBreaker.com. Some of the best tombstones and epitaph. Oh, thank you.
I'm turning more into that Winnie the Pooh character.
On your tombstone. Tombstone.
Or would it be
don't even try.
I can't even try to mess it up.
You sound stupider trying to make me sound stupid.
The first one on this list is Mel Blanc, who, of course, was the voice of Bugs Bunny, and he was the voice of a million other. In fact, it even says, a man of a thousand voices on his tombstone. And his just says, and fittingly, that's all, folks. That's pretty good. Scrolling through this now, Doc Holliday, the most famous Old West shooter. It says on his grave marker, he died in bed.
Well.
How?
It's true.
It was apparently tuberculosis.
Oh, thank God he didn't put that. not as catchy.
TB got me.
Yeah.
TB got me, GD. Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
Who everyone knows was a radio host, band singer, Broadway actor, and television host. Of course, he was on his own, he had his own talk show, The Merv Griffin Show. I will not be right back after this message.
That's good.
See, a lot of these were really famous people. They had their catchphrases. So,
right.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, this one has to be.
Yeah,
it was loved him.
Airplane, The Naked Gun. Everybody loves those movies. His just says, "Let her rip." Hey, Mickey, have you ever thought about getting, like, an epitaph?
I'm getting cremated.
Okay, you can still get something written on your jar.
No.
Why not?
I just want it to be a blank, empty jar.
I want mine to say, thanks for visiting.
Thanks for visiting. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Mine should just say, oops. So, Winston Churchill. Has a pretty interesting one. It says, I'm ready to meet my maker. Whether my maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is another question. That's an awful lot to include.
You got to have some money to write all that
on there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, Winston Churchill.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's going to have a pretty big, like, memorial-sized grave marker, yeah. I would assume. Jack Lemmon, who, of course, was a comedian, actor in plenty of movies. it just says, Jack Lemmon in... I like that one a lot.
That's, I might have to steal
that. Yeah, but you've never starred in anything, though.
I don't care. In the Ground is still funny.
Yeah, fair enough. Douglas Glenn Colvin? I'm not really familiar. Oh, he was in the Ramones. Okay.
Okay.
It's Dee Dee Ramone. It just says, okay, I gotta go now. Well, I mean, technically, you're already gone, so...
Oh, don't pick apart a dead guy's epitaph.
A popular comedian by the name of Ed Wynn just says, Dear God, thanks, and his signature.
Gave an autograph to God.
That's cool.
That's a ballsy move.
Yeah. That takes some gall.
Rodney Dangerfield says, "There goes the neighborhood."
Oh, it would have been better if you put, I still don't get respect.
Yeah. Billy Wilder, his says, "I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect." That works. Yeah. I can get behind that. Jesse James, who is...
the Western dude.
Yes, absolutely. His mother, Zerelda.
That's a weird name for back then.
Zerelda Samuel wrote his epitaph for him. It says, "In loving memory of my beloved son." It reads, "Murdered by a traitor and a coward whose name is not worthy to appear here."
Okay, then.
Salty.
Yeah, a little bit of salty. You got gunned down by somebody who was a lesser man. That's upsetting.
No, he's a lesser man, but he was alive.
Frank Sinatra's, his just says, "The best is yet to come."
How do you know? He might have been in hell.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't know that. Let's see. We've got Dean Martin. Everybody remembers Dean.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Everybody loves somebody sometime." I hated Dean Martin. He sucks. And that just proves it.
No, that's his the song.
Yeah, I know. And it sucks. He also did the worst version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that Christmas time has ever experienced.
But he did make the roast.
That's true.
Gotta give
we'll call it a wash.
All right, you're good.
He came out ahead, not at all. Zero. So Robert Frost, famous poet.
Right.
Mickey, I'm sure you're familiar. Do you know what's on his epitaph?
I do not.
It says, "I had a lover's quarrel with the world."
It's appropriate.
Deep. Ooh. Deep on the way out. Betty Davis, one of the greatest actresses in Hollywood history, often considered. Let's see. Hers says, "She did it the hard way."
Oh.
Mickey, your thoughts?
Yep.
Go ahead.
We got it.
Expound upon that.
We got it. We don't need to.
I think you should.
We know what kind of actress she was.
Oh, do we? Would you care to share with the children? Or no. With the rest of the class?
Family-friendly show.
Okay. Fine. John Wayne. His says, let's see. It's some kind. It's another language.
I love how she said family-friendly show as we read tombstones.
Yeah, that's family-friendly. More
have to learn
maybe.
About.
Well, I guess families all have this.
Listen, kids. One day you're gonna be worm food.
Oh,
just deal with it. Unless you're Mickey, then you're gonna be a future milkshake because she's getting cremated.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mickey's not gonna die. She's a witch.
John Wayne's basically just says ugly, strong, and dignified.
I want to take that one. He said ugly, weak, and disgusting.
Jackie Gleason says, "And away we go." That's fitting for him. How many of these are
there? Oh, there's like 50 of them.
Oh, crimeys. Yeah. I'm not going to go through all of them
no.
then. And of course, we'll just end with this one. Johnny Cash. His just says, "I walk the line." That works.
That works because he wasn't a jokester.
No.
So the fact that he even went that far.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Why do I find this funny too? I'm just going to go to the next one. It's Edgar Allan Poe. "Quoth the Raven, nevermore." I like how it says on the tombstone, "The original burial place of Edgar Allan Poe." Has he been moved a couple times?
I think they don't know where he was actually buried.
This is the OG resting place for Edgar Allan Poe. Represent Massachusetts.
That's almost like
actually, it's in Maryland.
I was gonna
whatever.
Say it's Maryland.
That's almost like putting the Twitter blue check by his tombstone.
This is verified burial place of Edgar Allan Poe. Don't you take any of those cheap knockoffs as being a replacement for the OG. So there's some good tombstones. If you've ever thought of a good one, or you've got, hell, come up with a good one for each of us, I'd be okay with
that
too.
Oh, that would be great.
I know some of our people are very clever, so freaks@afreakaccident.com, send them in. Up next, a question for you and a question we'll answer. It's another listener active.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Netflix, Netflix, Netflix and chill. Netflix, Netflix, Netflix and chill.
It's an interesting Netflix, question Netflix, to propose Netflix, to people. Because Netflix, television Netflix, has kind of evolved at this point. Netflix, Netflix, with the fact that back in the day, there was only one way to consume television, and that was one episode at a time. You had no choice. And then Netflix came along and gave people the option to binge watch. That's when binge watching became a thing. So in other words, now, what were you going to say?
Didn't they do like replays with a couple episodes years ago too?
Oh, sure. I mean, that was like when a show would go into syndication.
Okay.
I mean, now, for instance,
so
you know,
they were prepping us for the Netflix.
Maybe, and to a certain extent. I mean, but you didn't really have, you couldn't control what it was. I mean, because like I said, when a show goes into syndication, like you'll see that like TBS will do
a marathon.
You know, Everybody Loves Raymond or Big Bang Theory or Comedy Central does The Office, and it'll do like 10 episodes in a row. Like every Monday night, it's like just 10 straight episodes of this show.
Right.
But you can't control like which episodes they are. You just kind of got to see what's on. Unlike now, where you can literally go in and watch a show from the very beginning to the very end, and you can consume the entire thing in a couple of days, depending on how long the show is.
I know somebody who just did that with Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And because they heard about it, and they just kept watching it all weekend.
Yeah.
And she loves to do that.
The most infuriating thing to me was when I was younger and Lost was on TV. That was like the big smash hit. And everybody was always talking and theorizing and meeting on internet message boards and going out. Like there were literally clubs that you could go to, like watching clubs that you could meet with people and discuss theories in between episodes. But you only got one episode a week. And then there was 3 months in the summertime or longer that you were waiting between seasons. So it took 6 to 7 years to complete the entire show. Whereas then our old program director, McKay, when Netflix first came out, he started watching Lost and he was able to just binge the whole thing like straight through. And he's telling me, he's like, oh yeah, I just had this happen. And like the next day he's like, oh, so I watched like 5 episodes last night and this is what happened. I'm like, you freaking piece of crap. Like, I had to wait a year to get to that answer and you got it in one night. That is not fair.
No.
But so the question that we asked to you, our listening audience, on our Facebook, which is why this is why you need to like our Facebook and follow us, because you can interact with these things, was would you rather binge watch a show or watch it like one episode per week, one episode at a time? That was the question. So before we get to our listeners' answers, Mickey, the rare occasions that you do tend to watch a television show, what do you prefer?
Per week.
Okay, now why?
Because I will fall asleep after the first one, and then I miss whatever was going on in the next couple episodes, so then I'm right back to square one, and then I have to watch the first one all over again to figure out what the second one was.
Okay, so it's more so the
time-consuming.
Or rather, the data consumption in Mickey's brain can only handle and process one episode
at a
time.
You need to digest a little bit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Lazy.
I like one per week because I like it's not as much satisfaction.
Okay.
If you just binge a show, you don't like it. You can't appreciate the ending of, like, let's say, The Office.
Right.
Going through all those years and the build and the... It's not a build if you watch them all in one weekend.
I can see that, yeah.
And I think I enjoy that.
I get where you're coming from, and that makes a lot of sense.
Well, even 13 Reasons Why, me and Proofread to watch that. We don't binge it. Like, we'll watch maybe 2 episodes in one.
Yeah.
But we'll take our time watching
it. Don't know that show is the kind of show that needs to be binged either. That's a lot of sadness to launch right into the front of your brain.
You need time to digest.
Right, yeah, and recover.
Well, how about you, Crisco?
For me, I mean, honestly, so it's kind of like a weird catch-22, right? Because I'll be honest, the waiting game sucks sometimes. Like, waiting for that next thing, waiting for the answer. Cliffhanger. Oh my god, and you gotta wait 4 months before you get your answer. I mean, granted, they were fun when they happened, you know, back in the day. That was like everybody with the season finale was always a cliffhanger. And now like I kinda but I do not like binging things, like consuming an entire season in like a day or a weekend, like some people tend to do. Because then, like you're saying, like you get through it so quick, and then it's done.
You're done. It's your favorite thing you just ended.
Which, like, I guess there is still kind of like a waiting game built in between, like, if you're consuming shows a season at a time, like when a new season of Stranger Things or something comes out and you binge the whole thing. Well, now you've got to wait another year and a half for the next season to get produced. Yeah. That's an even longer wait than just 3 months waiting for the fall premiere to land on you. But, like, I don't like binging because, kind of to Mickey's point, I like to slowly sort of digest and think about things. And I feel like if I watch something too quickly, I miss stuff.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's something that's, like, really compelling or, you know, you're trying to, like, you know, follow clues,
right,
so on and so forth through the narrative. Binging it doesn't necessarily, you lose some of that effect because you're just flying right through it. So I mean, I do like, though, being able to watch like an episode per night. Like right now we just started watching The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance, which is the new thing on Netflix. Now watched one episode, and now tonight we'll watch another, and then tomorrow we'll watch another. So, like, in a week or two, we'll finish a 10-episode season. But that's, I think, a little bit more reasonable. That's kind of where I'm at, is sort of in the middle there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like necessarily cramming all of it in one long marathon watch session. But at the same time, I also don't like waiting an entire week for the next thing, especially if it's something that's really, really good. Like, I want that next thing. I want to see what's going on.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's kind of a weird non-answer.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at.
All right. Hey, that's your...
Yeah.
Your opinion.
So, I mean, I guess... I mean, gun to my head, not being able to do what I described, I guess I would probably take the once a week then.
Okay.
Because it would be more of like a stretched out...
Right.
You know, experience. You look forward to it every week.
Yeah.
You kind of count down to it.
You get your favorite foods around you. You're like, yes.
Maybe some friends come over. Everybody's ready for, you know, the next episode. Yeah, you kind of lose that when it's just you alone with a large pizza watching it yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
Large pizza without cheese.
Shut up.
Sword. We asked you for your opinion on the matter. And we had Konar the Barbarian weigh in and say, I'd prefer watching one episode each week. My butt would go numb if I binged an entire show once, you know, all the way through.
Yeah, that's a problem, too.
Yeah. You got to walk around sometimes.
You got to make sure you don't get blood clots.
That's always, especially at our age, it's something to be concerned about. Yeah. And then we had Mike he's a longtime listener too. He said, I've had a hard enough time sitting through 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. I would prefer to watch one episode a week. Fair enough. So interestingly, it seems like more people are leaning into the once a week thing, at least, you know, in our group anyway.
Maybe the rest of the people didn't answer because they're binging TV.
It could be. Yeah, they're too focused on that. Like, we always joke with you, you can binge a freak accident by going to the website, and you can.
Yeah. Freak said a freak accident. Oh, no, I'm telling you the email. You can email it, too.
Yeah, why not? But podcast.
At a freakaccident.com.
Yeah, podcast.afreakaccident.com. You can do it. And if you do, then email us at that email address he just mentioned. And let us know what that does for your psyche. I'm curious.
You just see they type
brain
out.
Brain melts.
Yeah, they find a way to type out.
YouGov actually did a survey about this question, though. And they asked a bunch of people, what's the best way to watch TV? 58% of people said they like binge watching. 58. So the majority. 28% would rather want the episodes roll out slowly, and the rest don't know.
So the rest are like you.
Only 17% of adults under 34 like the one episode a week format. Well, you say that, but I said once a week. So did you.
Yeah.
So did Mickey, and so did both of the people who answered that question on our Facebook page. So
I think it goes back to look at the ages that they said.
True.
People that grew up in the binging age, that's just what they know.
Yeah.
We're so used to that idea of waiting, and we can because we have the patience to wait because we had to.
You know what's something I didn't consider either, though, for those kinds of people? Like, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm selective about what I choose to sink my attention into. But a lot of these people who are into binging now, you got to figure, how fast is new content coming out these days, though?
Yeah.
Netflix is constantly dropping new shows.
Right.
Hulu's dropping new shows. Amazon Prime. You know, you got stuff coming out all over the place.
So you almost have to binge.
Right. To keep up with everything. Whereas back in the day, you were limited to whatever the networks decided to put on television in a given season. So you had to pick and choose. You know, rather, your selection was limited. Now it's like the world is your oyster.
No, go back to what you said. You had to pick and choose. DVR didn't exist.
That's true.
You actually had to pick what you watched.
Right.
If you wanted to try out a show, but it was on during Seinfeld or something, tough.
Yeah, right. That's a good point, too. Yeah.
You lost out.
Right. But again, your selection was also limited, too, because it was like if Fox only brought out two new shows and NBC brought out three.
Yeah.
And ABC only brought out four. Like, there's your selection. Pick whatever you'd like to see, but you can't watch them all.
Because unless they're on at different times.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was, and I remember those days, too. There'd be days where my television watching schedule would be written out on paper.
You had to.
Right, because it was like, oh, Monday night, I know this show is on, and then this show, and then Tuesday night is this show, and then Thursdays is this show and this show. Because I used to try and follow stuff that I was into.
And this is why I didn't watch TV.
Look how accomplished you are.
You're wearing unicorn headphones.
On a freak accident with me.
And him. Me.
So how much did that pay off for you?
No.
Dividends.
Yeah.
Dividends.
You lucked out.
Feel free to weigh in, though. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, we will finish the lyric.
Yay!
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Live from a freak accident studios, it's everybody's favorite game show, Finish the Lyric.
Uh-huh.
And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
Yes, we're here, we're back, and we're ready to play Finish the Lyric. Very simple to understand. You get part of the song, and you have to finish the lyric. And we have contestants, yes, to play against you. We have a contestant who did finish something, and that's taking down her bike park that was open for like 2 weeks. Mickey!
Ha, ha.
No, Mickey, you'll learn it. You'll learn it. And a guy who can't finish a sentence. Crisco!
Sword!
That wasn't me. That was Lazy E.
Technically,
Lazy
he
Mickey.
Finished that incredibly wrong sentence when he said that word.
So you learn your vernacular. Ah, big word. Everything's better if you say a big word. Just remember that. And when you play against them, it's for a wonderful prize, as always. You get all the lyrics we couldn't finish today.
That's going to be a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, they go right in your pocket.
With your change.
Yeah, you get lyrics and change. Just don't pull that out because it's not worth anything. It's worth 1/10 of a penny.
Oh, okay.
If you get 10 of them, though, you have a whole penny.
Wow, he's good with words and math.
Yeah. 1/10 of a penny. That was right.
What songs do we have there?
Well,
champ?
It's all about fall, but not about the season of fall. It just has the words fall in it.
Great.
So it could be about falling down. It could be about falling stock prices.
Could be about my fist falling into your face because you won't stop talking.
He's going to jump all the way out of a helicopter and land a punch on me. That's impressive.
Yeah. I don't have to. In what world do I have to go that far up?
If it's falling, you know.
I could just fall off a table into your face.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing on the table, though?
Dancing.
Fair enough.
For dollars. Mickey, you're going to go first because I say so.
Great.
Finish this lyric.
Another body laying cold in the gutter. Listen to me. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I know that the word listen is in there.
I just heard you go. I heard a little.
listen to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
It's not listen to.
No, it isn't.
It's please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Well, then she's wrong.
Oh, well.
Crisco, you get point by default.
Face!
Go for it.
No,
it.
No, they're lyrics. Crisco!
Yeah.
We got a preview of this one.
Oh, good.
Earlier in the show. So get ready to finish the lyric to this song that has fall in it.
Hands up. Yes, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
Baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again.
Tonight,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pitbull's in that song too.
Yeah, yeah. Or... pit that mouth together.
All right. Tell you one thing, that's falling our ratings.
Oh, and this fall season, we have a new sponsor for Finish the Lyric. Yes, we do. Today's sponsor of Finish the Lyric is pumpkin seeds. They taste like salt, so save yourself some trouble and just eat salt.
I really thought he was going with pumpkin spice. I'm glad it was seeds.
Yeah. Too easy.
Mickey loves that seed.
PG-13 show.
Why did you look at the screen? Were you hoping that you would find some help there?
I was hoping the one time you didn't hit record would have been that time. Oh. And plus, I couldn't look into someone's eyes after you said that.
It was a subtle enough joke. I'm willing to stick with it.
Well, it's too late. We are sticking with it.
Yeah.
Mickey!
Yep.
Get those unicorn ears open and get ready for this song.
I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Cause I'm free, free falling.
What did you say?
Cause I'm free, free falling. I don't remember.
Ooh, that is close.
It is close.
I'll give it to you.
And I'm free!
And I'm free.
Free falling!
It would have been funnier if Tom Petty died from falling. Really would have been.
Eddie Money didn't die from lack of money.
No.
He's just dead.
Robert Palmer died because he was addicted to love, and he OD'd.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So you got like half a point.
God took him home tonight.
All right.
I can come up with a couple more.
What do I got? Throw it at me. What's mine?
Throw my fist.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I keep on falling.
Finish the lyric.
Ouch.
Wait.
I keep on falling.
That's not the lyric.
No, I'm trying to think. Give it to me one more time.
I keep on falling.
In.
It's higher than that.
Do you want me to hit the high note?
You gotta get at least one more of those lyrics.
Love?
Ready?
Love. Oh, I was right.
With you.
Yeah. Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
All right. I even remember who did it.
Well, we're on our last song.
Yay.
I'll come up with more.
No.
We'll just start finishing like different drops we have.
You've heard me and him sing. We can just sing it ourselves.
Sing them in ourselves. Come on, you're gonna become a priest, I think. One of those what is it, the ones that go, come on, yeah, the Lord.
What,
the where's the ones where they really freak out?
Well, you know what they say, the tongue is a sharp sword.
Good.
Give Mickey her song.
Take my hand.
Come
look like you're constipated.
Thomas.
I've got it.
How?
Because it's her. That's how.
I know how the song goes, but I don't know what the lyrics are.
It's like the main part of the lyric.
Play it for me. I'll steal it from her.
We don't need the dancing, please.
Too bad.
My whole life to
I can't help falling in love with you.
I can't help falling in love with you.
Well,
I'll do it with a heartbeat.
That is what, like, that is minus
Adam Sandler wedding singer. Is that what's going on over there?
Yeah.
That is minus 6 points for putting your hand underneath your
shirt.
I
was doing the heartbeat thing. Boom,
boom, boom. Yeah. Well, I hope your heartbeat stops.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
The winner of this week's Finish the Lyric is the listener, because they're probably smarter than us.
Fair enough.
That's all, folks.
Enjoy your pumpkin spice basic white listener.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Always gonna choose a Hilux or Land Cruiser. Toyotas never die.
I'll tell you what, I wish I had seen this ad before I went and bought my replacement car. Because, hoo boy.
I gotta tell you, this, if you're looking to sell an old car, do it like these guys did.
It's so funny.
It's so perfect. Now, this was found off of Reddit, and it's for a Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
It's a 2006.
So it's not that old.
What? It's 13 years old.
Yeah, I was thinking like a 92 or like a 2000.
This is old enough.
Okay.
Old enough.
Well, the funny thing is my car is a 2006, the one that I bought.
Right.
So
perfect.
I missed out, man. I could have had this amazing piece of machinery.
And the video is just this guy driving and kind of doing the actions that they describe in the video.
Yeah.
Or in the audio.
As they describe, like, in a car commercial. You know, when you see, like, a commercial
right.
for a new car or whatever. So you're going to play this for her?
Yeah.
All right.
Before there was the first car, there was the first road. Before there was the 2019 Toyota Sienna, there was the 2006 Toyota Sienna. With dual power mirrors, manual reclining seats, and two glove compartments. With over 40 horsepower, 300,000 miles, and a V6 engine to bring your family from one point
miles.
To the next. Because it's not about when you get there, it's about how you get there. Reintroducing the all-used 2006 Toyota Sienna. Toyota, let's go places.
So well
done. I love that he even used the Toyota catchphrase. Like in the video too, he's like driving the van across like a salt flat out in California.
Oh, jeez.
Like, he actually drove it out there and like he used a drone to show himself driving slowly across the thing.
I love that I think that line at the end is, it doesn't matter when you get there, it's how you get there.
Yeah.
I think that's an actual phrase for them, too.
Probably.
It's just used in a different context.
I love that he totally aped their tagline.
Yeah.
Let's go places. It's perfect.
If I'm Toyota, I use that.
Absolutely.
100%.
I mean, technically, he was advertising one of your vehicles,
right.
So why shouldn't he be able to use your tagline?
They are not mad at all.
I wouldn't be.
I would love this.
Yeah. That was, it's hysterical. Because you just see the crappy old van driving across the salt flat. Oh my God. When I get rid of this piece of garbage that I'm driving right now, I should do something just like this.
You should sell your car that way.
Watch, this piece of garbage is going to last him forever.
I know, forever.
I'm getting rid of it before it breaks down. I am not going to have what happened in my last car happen to me again.
It's never
going to
break down.
No.
It's going to be one of those cars.
Yeah, and he's going to say he's going to sell it, but then like 3 years later, we'll be talking about it.
I don't know. I actually found I really kind of like it. It's got some old world charm to it.
Literally old world charm.
Oh, man. That does it for this episode of the show. By the way, you can see that video. We've got it posted at freakaccident.com. So go check it out. It's amazing. Thank you for listening, though. Really happy that you took the time to download and plug us in for a little while. We'll be back again with another brand new episode next week, and that we'll be talking about the top 10 ways we overspend and break our budget.
I would like to see the listener come to our Facebook and let us know about theirs.
Okay.
Open a business.
Yeah, Mickey well, wins.
In your case, yes, Mickey, that has been a tremendous waste of money. So, yeah, no, we'll listen to if you want to email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com, or like Lazy E said,
we'll have a post up.
Yeah, point. We'll have that on Facebook. So go like us on Facebook, and then you can tell us what ways you overspend if you recognize them. And we'll read some of them off next week on the show. So mention Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are on social media. You can find those links at our website, which, again, in case you haven't figured it out yet, is afreakaccident.com. Just click connect and all the links are there. Again, email freaks@afreakaccident.com. Click podcast. You can get every episode we've ever done because these podcatchers, which is, I don't know who still calls them that. I've heard somebody recently use that word and I was like, thank God I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But they don't always have every episode, or I think they only have like tops, like maybe what, the last 20 or something like that?
At top, yeah.
So you can get all of them by going to podcast.afreakaccident.com, every episode we've done. But again, when it comes to the podcatchers, it's really just wherever you download podcasts, whether it's through iTunes, whether it's through Google Play, whether it's through an app. Make sure you subscribe to us, which will help us climb higher in the charts. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. This is the part of the show where most podcasts would start plugging their Patreon or whatever, be like, send us money. We're not asking you to send money. All we're asking you to do is subscribe and leave a review. All that costs you is your time. But you'd
and
be
very little time.
And you'd be shocked at how much it would actually help this show. Just, you know, as those numbers climb, we get better reviews and more subscribers. We move up, 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 and we'll be able to pay it right back to you when we can pull off more interesting things through the clout that we gain by way of your listenership.
Clout.
That's right. So subscribe, leave us a good review, and when you do subscribe, you'll get episodes automatically delivered to you so you won't have to come find us next week. Doesn't that sound nice?
Boom.
Right into your brain.
We come find you.
Right, exactly.
We gonna find you.
Our digital tendrils will reach right into your mind while you sleep.
Just lost all those subscribers.
Thanks again for listening. We'll catch up with you again soon. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Netflix.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.